Chapter 107. To assist me in gaining an interview with a young lady, Miss Allen, Sam, you remember her whom I must and will see before I leave Bristol. Apostrophe, but in reply to each of these positions, Sam shook his head with great firmness and energetically replied, "It can't be done." Apostrophe, after a great deal of argument and representation on the part of Mr. Winkle, however, and a full disclosure of what had passed in the interview with Dowler, Sam began to waver, and at length a compromise was effected, of which the following were the main and principal conditions: that Sam should retire, and leave Mr. Winkle in the undisturbed possession of his apartment, on the condition that he had permission to lock the door on the outside, and carry off the key, provided always that in the event of an alarm of fire, or other dangerous contingency, the door should be instantly unlocked; that a letter should be written to Mr. Pickwick early next morning, and forwarded per Dowler, requesting his consent to Sam and Mr. Winkle's remaining at Bristol, for the purpose, and with the object already assigned, and begging an answer by the next coach, if favorable, the aforesaid parties to remain accordingly, and if not, to return to Bath immediately on the receipt thereof; and, lastly, that Mr. Winkle should be understood as distinctly pledging himself not to resort to the window, fireplace, or other surreptitious mode of escape in the meanwhile. These stipulations having been concluded, Sam locked the door and departed. He had nearly got downstairs when he stopped and drew the key from his pocket. "I quite forgot about the knocking down," apostrophe said Sam, half turning back. "The governor distinctly said it was to be done. Amazin' stupid o' me, that ear." "Never mind," apostrophe said Sam, brightening up. "It's easily done tomorrow, anyways." Apostrophe, apparently much consoled by this reflection, Mr. Weller once more deposited the key in his pocket, and descending the remainder of the stairs without any fresh visitations of conscience, was soon, in common with the other inmates of the house, buried in profound repose. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.